On the Colville Reservation in northeastern Washington state, nearly half the members enrolled there have ties to a tribe that one country says no longer exists. In 1956, the last member of the Sinaiks in Canada passed away. But over the last decade, surviving members who live in Washington have waged a legal battle to get their rights and access to traditional territory back. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, they recently celebrated their victories at an honor ceremony in British Columbia.
It's been just over a year since a Canadian trial court acquitted Washington resident and Sinaiks member Rick Desitel of illegal hunting in British Columbia. Back in 2009, he killed an elk in Canada on what he considers his traditional hunting grounds. But he wasn't supposed to be there because that nation's government had deemed his tribe extinct decades earlier.
Canadians love us. Canada hated us. You know, they said we don't exist anymore.
That's Rick Desitel's wife, Linda. She helped her husband haul the elk out of the woods back in 2009.
And even when the game warden showed up, I figured, well, you know, if I spend a night in the Hooskow, I guess it's what I got to do. I don't want to.
Rick Desitel's case is still in the appeals process. The provincial government appealed his acquittal. That was rejected late last year by a provincial Supreme Court judge, but prosecutors with the province are pressing on. And now attorneys on both sides are waiting to find out if British Columbia's Court of Appeals will hear a second appeal. In the meantime, members of the Sinaiks tribe are celebrating what they call the Desitel decision, because regardless of the appeals, they believe they've reclaimed their home and their tribal existence. At a ceremony in Nelson, British Columbia, they played a huge drum and sang songs about freedom. Illness kept Desitel from the ceremony, but his wife Linda was there for him. Sinaiks members wrapped her in a thick purple Pendleton blanket covered in red and orange designs. After blessings and thank yous, Brian Phillips played a traditional flute. Phillips' sister, Shelley Boyd, was the mistress of ceremony. She also testified as a witness during Rick Desitel's trial.
There's been some moments in this past year when we sat in the courtroom and heard the judge for the first time say that we were not extinct, that was ridiculous. I never thought I'd hear that in my lifetime.
I was told by a lot of senior lawyers this case was unwinnable, that I would never, ever win this case, and I was crazy for trying to win it.
That's Mark Underhill. He's been defending Rick Desitel for nearly a decade.
But we did, you know, we won. Because of what, you know, Shelley and Linda and Rick told me, which was, you know, the core truth is, this is where the Sinaiks are from. This is their homeland. And I, you know, when I got my head around what may seem like a simple fact, I knew we would win, because it's the truth.
Underhill calls it a landmark case. That's why he expects the second appeal to be heard. From there, he says the case is likely to go to the Supreme Court of Canada in Ottawa. Not because the Canadian government doesn't want to recognize the Sinaiks, but because the case lays the foundation for reconciliation with Native people across the country. For now, Linda Desitel says she and other Sinaiks descendants who live in Washington state will keep going north to British Columbia. She says going home is like bumping into an old friend.
So you're not quite sure how to behave around them in a way, you know, and so you just kind of stand there, and then you find out that they're not any different. They're a little older, a little wiser, and they're just really damn glad to see you.
I'm Emily Schwing reporting.